Scotty, we've been dying to get a hold of you for this interview. You have this new album dropping, and everyone just wants to know what's been going on with you, and where have you been?
Well, I was kicking it down on Watkins on some motherfucking hustling shit. Catching my cone, trying to get on, listening to that triple C. Mr. Hen looked at me, got it, let's go take a trip. I know where they got them people.
Since your last release. I mean, we've heard you on several radio smashes with established artists, yet Yo Gotti has never had a song in rotation himself. I mean, the labels are calling, shows all over the place. How is Gotti dealing with the rising superstardom?
I mean, I'm just taking this shit one day at a time. I got a lot of real niggas in my circle, and we just getting it how we live. In other words, we treating this shit like the dope game. Ain't nothing promised to you, and we staying humble and more independent
than possible. Got it. Hey, how you doing? Just a couple of quick questions for you, okay? The album Life, okay, let's talk about these titles. I did my homework on you, okay? Your first record was From the Dope Game to the Rap Game, then there was the Ghetto Classic, self-explanatory, you know, After I Fucked Your Bitch, I love that one. Now it's Life, okay? What's the meaning of that? Can you elaborate on that for me, please? Thank you.
Life. I mean, I named it Life cause I tried to pull people like you into consuming to me, so y'all can feel and see the shit I do on a regular basis. Really, that's a personal title, but I feel like it's people like me all across the world. Street niggas and street bitches, pimps and players, block burners and cone poppers. You know, just your everyday hustler. That's what I represent.
Hey, yo,
that's
got
where
it.
I come from.
Got it.